Hachette Audio presents Hell's Corner, written by David Baldacci, read by Ron McClarty, with Orla Cassidy. Chapter 1. Oliver Stone was counting seconds, an exercise that had always calmed him, and he needed to be calm. He was meeting with someone tonight. Someone very important, and Stone didn't quite know how it was going to go. He did know one thing for certain. He was not going to run. He was through running. Stone had just returned from Divine, Virginia, where Abby Riker, a woman he'd met, lived. Abby had been the first woman Stone had feelings for since he'd lost his wife 3 decades prior. Despite their obvious fondness for one another, Abby would not leave Divine, and Stone could not live there. For better or worse, much of him belonged to this town, even with all the pain it had caused. That pain might become even more intense. The communication he'd received an hour after returning home had been explicit. They would come for him at midnight. No debate was allowed, no negotiation suffered through, no chance of any compromise. The party on the other end of the equation always dictated the terms. A few moments later, he stopped counting. Car tires had bitten into the gravel that lined the entrance to Mount Zion Cemetery. It was a historical, if humble, burial site for African Americans who'd gained prominence by fighting for things their white counterparts had always taken for granted, like where to eat, sleep, ride in a bus.